USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As businesses reopen throughout the weekend in more of the United States, an overwhelming majority of states are still falling short of the COVID-19 testing levels that public health experts say are necessary to safely ease the lockdowns and avoid another deadly wave of outbreaks. 41 of the nation's 50 states failed to test widely enough to drive their infections below the key benchmark. Among those states are Texas and Georgia, which recently moved aggressively to reopen stores, malls, barbershops, and other businesses. The first stage of Maryland's reopening began when some retail stores were allowed to reopen and the stay-at-home order was lifted, but some of the hardest-hit parts of the states, including the suburbs of D.C., extended their restrictions for residents and businesses. Researchers at Harvard University have calculated that the U.S. needs to test a minimum of 900,000 people per day to safely reopen the economy. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Residents of the Navajo Nation will be under the strictest weekend lockdown in the United States. Grocery stores, gas stations, and other businesses will be closed, and essential workers are being told to stay at home until Monday around dawn. The Navajo Nation president made the announcement after a spike in deaths. The tribe now reports 127 deaths and 3,600 positive cases since it first began tracking. The Navajo Nation has been hit harder by the coronavirus than any other Native American reservation. JCPenney, weighed down by debt and battered by the coronavirus, has now officially filed for bankruptcy. Sales at JCPenney's have fallen annually since 2016. It currently has 860 stores, less than a quarter of its base in 2001. The Texas-based retailer, which was founded more than a century ago, employed over 90,000 full and part-time employees. It joins fellow department store chains Neiman Marcus and Sage Stores as victims of the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In a final act before stepping down as chairman, Senator Richard Burr, the Republican from North Carolina, has asked the Trump administration to quickly declassify the last portion of the Senate Intelligence Committee's bipartisan report on Russian election interference, which is 1,000 pages long, on the committee's counterintelligence findings. In a joint announcement with ranking Democrat Mark Warner of Virginia, Burr noted that President Donald Trump's nominee to be Director of National Intelligence, Representative John Ratcliffe of Texas, affirmed his commitment as DNI to an expeditious review of the committee's report. Ratcliffe is expected to be confirmed. With some states and regions beginning to reopen, small businesses are still feeling the effects of our current climate, but many are making efforts to support them. And according to a recent survey from TopCashback.com, 76% of Americans are more likely to buy from a local business than a larger big box store if possible during coronavirus. 47% find themselves supporting small businesses more over the last month. 74% of those supporting the small business community are ordering takeout, and 46% are tipping more than usual. 84% are buying food or takeout from small businesses, and the survey found that Americans prefer to pick up orders rather than having them delivered, 58% preferring the pickup option. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.